The last time the age issue played a role in presidential politics was when Ronald Reagan was the GOP candidate. It hasn't been in this year's campaign. Joining us now is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Well, this is something you write about in your column, Ken.
Yes, it is. You mentioned that famous Reagan campaign, both in 1980 and also in 1984. And remember, President Reagan, in his debate with Walter Mondale, sort of put the age issue aside by talking about how he would not hold the youth and inexperience of Walter Mondale against him. It was a funny line, and a lot of people felt, well, he's still capable of sort of one-upmanship. But Reagan was an elderly man, according to the standards of the time. It's interesting that this cycle, Newt Gingrich is about the age that Reagan was when he first ran in 1980. He's 68 years old, and yet you don't hear the age issue brought up. Ron Paul is substantially older. He's 76, and Mitt Romney is about in March to hit retirement age of 65, and yet we don't hear the age issue discussed. And in talking to a lot of pollsters and historians and consultants, there's a couple of reasons for this. One is that our culture has changed. More people are working into their 60s and 70s, the late 60s and 70s, and so we're more accustomed to people at that age being in the workforce and being prominent and powerful and so on. And also, these candidates seem very vigorous. There's not any doubt that they're energetic, and so what we used to think of as sort of slowing down with age isn't really happening with these candidates.
Well, you cover the presidency. We got some surprising job news at the end of last week, in that sense, stock story. And good news for the president, a reflection that perhaps economic recovery may be blooming. This is the kind of nascent momentum that he's been waiting on to build his reelection candidacy with, isn't it?
That's exactly right. There was a lot of positive news in those numbers, those job numbers for President Obama and his reelection. The unemployment rate having dropped now several months in a row, still above 8%, it's now 8.3%, and it's still a troubling number for a lot of people. But what's happening is that people, I think, are noticing that the direction is getting better, and that's really important in the national psychology. People feel that maybe the overall economy is getting better, these numbers are improving, and that's what we're looking for in assessing these numbers, is an improved direction and people feeling that there's something better in their own lives. But I think it has to continue. It certainly has to continue and become a real trend, and I don't think it's quite there yet.
Is this going to change the Republican economic message?
Well, I mean, you see what Romney, Mitt Romney, the front runner, has been doing now. He's just said in his sort of victory speech in Nevada, the caucuses of which he won last night, that Obama's trying to take a bow for 8.3% unemployment, but it's the 36th straight month when unemployment has been above the 8% that President Obama said he would get it down to. So what Romney and the Republicans are trying to do is say this isn't good enough. Even if there's a continued improvement, we still have many millions of Americans who are looking for work and who have stopped looking. And Romney's argument is that the real unemployment rate is over 15%. So they're sort of moving the bar there in some ways in assessing this. But nevertheless, it's a challenge now for the Republicans, if this trend continues, to make unemployment as big an issue as it had been.
All right. Good to talk to you, Ken.
Thank you.
Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report.